In a preemie, the reserve of monocytes is much smaller than in the adult. So we asked that when a baby has feeding intolerance, there would be some who have NEC and some who have feeding intolerance just from prematurity. So we looked at the complete blood count to evaluate infants, and we asked in those who develop NEC, is there a drop in the monocyte count? And what we found was 70% of those who had NEC actually had a greater than 20% drop in their monocyte count in the blood. So we have a new diagnostic test from a test that was always being done, that information was always in front of us, but we never paid attention to it because we didn't know it mattered. So that was a reverse construct from what we knew in the lab back in the unit. So you have greater confidence in whether this is something benign or whether it's truly devastating. So the rapidity with which you would escalate treatment would be different.